Australians have 3 months from today to opt out of a new massive medical database that could store information for decades after a person dies. My Health Record will allow doctors and patients to upload prescriptions, allergies and treatment summaries, and supporters say it will improve the quality of healthcare in Australia. But privacy advocates are advising Australians not to sign up, citing concerns about privacy and the vulnerability of such a database to cyber attacks. Dr. Steve Hambleton is the Deputy Chair of the My Health Record Expansion and a former President of the Australian Medical Association, the AMA. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good afternoon.
What is your key message to people who are concerned about the security of this database and are considering opting out?
Well, I think security is the number one concern of the people who constructed the database as well. And I think we've done our best to make it as absolutely safe as we can. And we've given enormous numbers of controls to the individuals so they can control what goes there, who it's shared with, and wrap that around something we think will be of great value to medicine and to the individual health consumer to make sure they get better outcomes and they get more control over what's happening in their own healthcare.
But given the sensitivity of medical information, why didn't you go down the opt-in route? This opt-out route is what's causing a lot of the concern.
Well, it seems to be, and interestingly, it's been opt-in for the last 4 years. And, it's not that controversial. 6 million Australians have already opted in, have decided that they're having a repository for the health information is a valuable thing to do.
That's right. They've made an active, conscious decision to opt in. But
it
now
certainly
you've raised the bar.
Well, we have, and we actually did it in stages. We've run two opt-out trials, and one in North Queensland and one in Western Sydney. We went through a very similar education campaign with those two groups of people to say, here's a health record system, this is what it does, this is the safety and security, and if you wish to opt out, because there will be people who want to opt out no matter how good we make it, and we've got to let them do it. Of course, it's not just 3 months. If you want to opt out in the future, if you want to shut down your record, you certainly can. And for those people that opt out in the next few days, and some of them already have, if they wish to turn it on again, they certainly can.
Take me through the process for opting out, because there have been delays and difficulties already today, haven't there?
Well, in the beginning of the day, yes. Whenever a whole bunch of people do something at the same time, it does cause some delays, and I think there's been some timing on the phone. You can opt out on the website, and you can go to the website and do that, and it's a set of instructions to help you through it. You can certainly opt out by phone. There's a 1-800 number that helps people opt out. But there are people in Australia who actually won't be able to do either, and they'll be able to do it on paper. There'll be a couple of different opportunities to assist people to opt out, because not everyone's got a computer and not everyone's going to be able to pick up the phone.
So you're saying that the problems that we saw at the beginning of the day have been fixed and identified?
They certainly have, and it's a volume issue. We have a 24-hour call centre, so if you wish to call at 2 o'clock in the morning tomorrow to get some more information, there'll be someone who will be happy to talk to you, and they're there to talk about the benefits as well as help people opt out. And I guess we wouldn't like people to opt out without knowing the potential benefits. 6 million Australians are in there already, and we want to make sure that we can make the best medical decisions about our patients that we can. We already know that something like 19% of pathology and diagnostic imaging results are repeated because we can't find the last one. We already know there's something like 250,000 admissions to hospital every year because of medication misadventure. Now, we make a medication error that puts someone in hospital, and probably we lose more people in the road toll because of those things. So there are some great benefits of getting more accurate information at the time when the doctor makes the decision for the patient so they can get a better outcome.
If you're just tuning in, this is RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvalis, back in the chair, and my guest tonight is Dr. Steve Hambleton. He's the Deputy Chair of the My Health Record Expansion, also a former President of the AMA. We've got a pretty significantly, I think, very good question from one of our listeners who asks, will insurance companies ever get access to my data?
Well, the answer is absolutely not. This is a medical
unless, of course,
system.
There's a breach of the data, right?
Well, is 6 million Australians for 4 years, no breach yet, and we have world-class security wrapped around that. In fact, if criminal behaviour occurs, we've got the active security means that that'll be detected early. Anybody looks at your record, there's a recording of that, and you can actually look at it on your record. And you can set controls. I've actually set it on my own record, so that if someone opens my record, I get a text message. One day I did get a text message, and it was when I opened my own record, but nobody else has done that.
There have been calls from within the medical profession to extend the 3-month opt-out time limit. What do you say to that? Is that, that's given there are strong concerns, that's a good idea, isn't it?
Well, we've got the AMA, we've got the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, we've got the Rural Doctors, we've got the Consumer Health Forum, all telling us that they support the opt-out process. We ran a 3-month trial, the trials ran over a 3-month opt-out period, so we've got a bit of experience. And we're certainly happy to help people who want to opt out. The vast majority of people didn't in those trials. In fact, less than 2% of people actually opted out in those trials. And you've got to remember when the record is created, it's actually blank. There's nothing on there until we interact with that record. And it's a progressive, prospective record. It doesn't pick up anything from the past other than the last couple of years of Medicare data and pharmaceutical data. But it actually is the next discharge summary, the next pathology test, the next radiology test that will go there, not the ones in the past, unless we actually deliberately put them there.
The ABC's PM program has reported that doctors have been incentivised by the government to upload their patients' details. Here's Dr. Bernard Robertson-Dunn from the Australian Privacy Foundation's Health Committee on that program.
It's not generally well known that the government is actually paying GPs to upload the data into My Health Record. There's a variety of schemes where a GP gets paid to, in my opinion, sell a patient's data to the government.
Is that appropriate?
Well, the government doesn't get the data, so I don't know who we're selling them to.
No, and but a doctor's incentivised to do it.
Well, I think we've got to remember that we started in general practice with no computers, and the government incentivised doctors to buy a computer.
This is different, though, isn't it?
Well, no, it's part of a journey. We began to actually prescribe electronically, and then it was about electronic health records, and then it was about getting the electronic records in a state where you can share them. And I can write a very good referral to my specialist colleagues now because of my computer. Now, a very small number of records, GPs are being incentivised to actually put that on the patient's record. And the benefit here is for the patient. The government does not get access to this data. It's for your health reasons. And any secondary use of the data, including research, there's another opt-in or opt-out process for that.
We've seen recently evidence of Medicare details for sale on the dark net. Do you accept that a database as large as this is going to be a very attractive target for cyber criminals?
It certainly is, and I think that's why you want the best security you can possibly get. And I think that's what we've got in terms of the world-class security that wraps around it. It's very complicated to get into this database. It's not simply available on the internet. But you need to have conformant software. You have to have a registered health practitioner identifier. You have to work for an organisation with an identifier. You have to have electronic keys. And only then can you get into the patient's file that's sitting in front of you.
Sure, but up to 900,000 health professionals will be able to gain access to an individual's records. What steps will be in place to make sure that the securities on their own computers is watertight? Because that's another vulnerability.
Certainly is. And if you said where are the biggest vulnerabilities, they are at the front line. And GPs are, again, you asked me earlier about incentives. We are being incentivised to upgrade to the latest software. Actually, there's two good things about that. One is the security is better, and also the experience is better. But patients can get to their own record, and they can't do that unless they go through the MyGov website, so it's got that two-factor authentication. You know, it is difficult, but you've got to balance the benefits versus the risks. If you said, is it as good as the bank? Well, I can tell you categorically it's better than the bank. You know, it has to be. This is health information, and it's been designed from the ground up because of that risk.
And third-party apps will be able to receive and display data from My Health Record, but they won't be allowed to store it. How can you guarantee that's going to happen?
Well, I think there's two things there. It's really valuable that we have 15 million smartphones in active use around this country, and you can use that smartphone now to access your health record. There are very detailed contracts that app developers have to sign to get into this record, and they're monitored, and if there's any changes in those apps, they're actually monitored proactively. But that's a very good thing, because if you do end up in an emergency and you can go to your phone and press a button and put your code in and demonstrate that, or at least illustrate that you've got a record, even print it on the printers for the practitioners looking after you, that's a really good thing.
And the other big concern, and I've got to be honest here, this one really raised my alarm level this morning reading all about this, but that medical records can be disclosed to government agencies and law enforcement for preventing or detecting crime or improper conduct. Now, that sounds like, you know, it could be good, but what test will have to be met before those records can be handed over? And would a person be told their information was being disclosed?
Well, it's actually not a person committing the crime. It might be a healthcare provider. And it's actually, the bar is set pretty high. Like any other health record, if a court wants access to that record, they can apply to a judge to see whether that meets the criteria for disclosure. And so, like any other record, that my health record system is subject to court regulations and orders. I can tell you that after 4 years and 6 million Australians, there has never been a court requesting information. And there's been no information supplied. I mean, I guess all of these records need to be subject to the legal system, but it isn't intended to be chasing patients at all. It's meant to make sure that the regulators, if they need to, can actually get access to data. Now, would the patients be told if it was... None of the medical information should be needed, but it's really, did someone see someone on that particular day might be needed. If it was relevant to inform the patient, then they would be informed. But as I say, it's never happened yet, but it is like any other health record, needs to be subject to our legal and court system.
Many thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. And I do have one, so just in case anyone wants to know, and my mum and dad do as well.
Okay, so there you go. Your family definitely has one. Well, we'll see what people really think about it. There's very mixed reaction on the text line. Dr. Steve Hamilton is the Deputy Chair of the My Health Record Expansion and a former President of the AMA, the Australian Medical Association. This is RN Drive. Patricia Carvelis with you tonight, 0418 226 576. This has been trending all day across social media and has sparked a very big debate in Australia around privacy and this health record. Some people advocating for it because, of course, of potential help it can provide to giving immediate access on your health needs. But, of course, there are privacy concerns too. Would you opt out? Have you opted out? Will you opt out? 0418 226 576.